The nation's factories are cranking out fewer goods. Sarah Bartlett has that story.
The Federal Reserve says industrial production fell 1.3% in September, largely due to the impact of Hurricane Ida. Manufacturing output declined 0.7% last month for its biggest drop in 7 months. The Fed also noted the shortage of semiconductor chips as driving a more than 7% drop in production of new cars and auto parts last month. I'm Sarah Bartlett, NBC News Radio.
Deere & Company is resuming labor talks with the United Auto Workers. Thousands of John Deere workers went on strike last week at plants in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas for better pay and benefits. Deere says it's committed to putting its workers in a better economic situation, but is also promising consumers it will keep production going amid the strike. Federal officials say the amount of money Americans have lost to pandemic-related fraud is approaching $600 million. Lisa Taylor has more.
The FTC puts that number at $586 million. That comes as more than 269,000 complaints have been filed from the beginning of last year through the middle of this month. The average loss was almost $400, but those over 80 were hit even harder. They lost $1,000. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The famous charging bull sculpture on New York's Wall Street is getting some company. A statue of Harambe, the gorilla who became a viral meme in 2016, was installed by the founders of Sapien Network. Stocks are mixed to start a big earnings week on Wall Street. Markets rebounded after opening lower on weak economic data from China. Tesla and Netflix gained ground as investors turned to tech and consumer stocks ahead of third quarter results. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 36 points, the S&P 500 rose 15, and the NASDAQ climbed 124. Consumer and business news, Trey Thomas, NBC News Radio.